Now we have capital punishment for those who practice spiritism. I'm reading verse 6. And the soul that turneth after such as have familiar spirits and after wizards to go a-whoring after them, I will even set my face against that soul. I'll cut him off from among his people. And this is another practice of the Canaanites who were then in the land. It was a false religion. It was satanic. And somebody says, well, it was probably not a real thing. Well, I think, frankly, there was supernaturalism manifested in Satan worship. The fact of the matter is, the Lord Jesus himself warned that there would appear finally an Antichrist who would be able to perform miracles, and if it was possible, he'd deceive the very elect. Here again, God said, I set my face against that soul. Now, in verse 27, a man also, a woman that hath a familiar spirit, that is a wizard, shall surely be put to death. They shall stone them with stones. Their blood shall be upon them. This verse, I think, should be dealt with here because of the fact that it has to do with satanic superstition. Demon possession is a reality, and it's existed in all ages. Many modern cults and isms are promoted by those in this modern age that are demon-possessed. Somebody was telling me about a certain person. Why, they said, Dr. McGee, this party has power. Sure, so does the devil. That proves nothing. We have a lot of false cults that are running abroad and very popular today. A departure from the Word of God and a departure from God always leads in this direction. The death penalty was exacted, you see, for participating or practicing these satanic rites of the occult. And why? Well, sanctify yourselves therefore and be ye holy, for I am the Lord your God. Ye shall keep my statutes and do them. I am the Lord which sanctify you. These verses belong here on demonism. Why? All that preceded them are abominations that required the extreme penalty of death. And these verses are in contrast, and they offer a good and sufficient reason for the death penalty. The people were to be holy because they belonged to God, and He was holy. Any deviation from this standard was a serious breach of conduct. And to practice these abominations that have been named was to turn from God to Satan. And today, people do not seem to realize how serious that can be. This is God's universe. God's a reality, friends. He's moving in the affairs of men today. You don't get by with it at all. Now we have capital punishment for those who curse father or mother. And we have here, for everyone that curseth his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. He hath cursed his father, his mother, his blood shall be upon him. You see, that fifth commandment was not to be considered here of minor importance. We saw in chapter 19, the Israelite was instructed to fear his father and mother. Now the death penalty was inflicted for cursing father and mother. And we're told in the last days there'll be those that will come along without natural affection, and children turning against parents and parents against children. But I do think we ought to write over this law, which is extreme, there can be written the story of grace, and that's the story of the prodigal son. He can come home. Now you have capital punishment for those who commit adultery, verses 10 through 16. I don't care to read all of this because it's adultery in every form that's imaginable. For instance, you have here in this ugly list adultery, incest with a mother or stepmother, a daughter-in-law or mother-in-law, homosexuality, bestiality, and for each of these there was the death penalty. For a man to take a wife and her mother, all three were to be stoned and then burnt with fire. You see, sins of sex is what caused the most powerful empires to topple. I would say sex and liquor were the two things that caused Babylon, Egypt. Alexander the Great, you know, was an alcoholic. Rome, France went down. Several of the generals said it wasn't the Nazis that overcame them last time. The thing that got the victory was liquor, the wine of France. And believe me, these two are going to bring this nation down one of these days. Now, this is the thing that pictures the present hour in which we live. They say sex and drugs today. Well, after all, alcohol is a drug, and like other drugs, can be used in the right way, but not the way Americans use it. Now you have certain offenses which require lesser penalty. And he mentions these. I would rather not go into detail concerning these because you can read them here. A lesser crime, a lesser penalty.